With that, it is our honor to invite tonight's guest speaker, Sheikh Mustafa Araki, to address the believers. He is going to be speaking about the axis of resistance from the dawn of Islam to the present. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونستهديه ونستنصره ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم أنبيائه وأفضل سفرائه حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. For the hastening of reappearance of our Mawla, our holy Imam, صاحب العصر والزمان, please recite aloud salawat. اللهم صل على محمد. The topic of my discussion tonight, as announced by our respectable brother, is the axis of resistance from the dawn of Islam to the present, as referenced in the Holy Quran. Before I enter into this discussion, I would see appropriate for me to explain and elaborate on the topic so that we could understand what we'll be talking about in our discussion. This title suggests a narrative about a continuous and unified struggle and movement supported by an ideology which is the ideology of resistance that has existed throughout Islamic history from the time of the Holy Prophet of Islam until the present day. A continuous struggle and movement has existed in the Islamic society from the beginning of Islam, and in different stages of Islam it showed itself and it was exposed in different events, in different incidents in the Islamic history. And today the events that are unfolding in our region, in our time, are also a manifestation of this phenomena, of this concept of resistance. And this concept of resistance is rooted and supported by the Islamic teachings and the principles that are embedded in the Holy Quran. So when we say axis of resistance, we refer to a central and unified framework of resistance against oppression, injustice, and external threats, which is also associated, this concept of resistance, with the Islamic values. This is what we mean by the axis of resistance, a framework. which is centralized, which is unified for resistance, for enduring and having a sense of endurance, patience, supported by values and by firm beliefs against oppression, injustice, and external threats for the Islamic Ummah. So this is what we mean by the axis of resistance. Now, from the dawn of Islam to the present day, we declare that this concept, this phenomena, this theme, this ideology has been embedded and existed in the Islamic society. There is a historical continuum starting from the early days of Islam, during the holy time, during the time of the holy prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and continuing to the modern times, which implies that the principles or the spirit of resistance have been present throughout the Islamic history. And I would like, and I have planned basically to discuss and to shed some light on this topic of resistance from the perspective of the Holy Quran. This is what I have planned to do, inshallah, in our discussion. So the concept or the ethos of resistance, as mentioned, is grounded and is rooted in the verses of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hud, and he addresses the Holy Prophet of Islam. He says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and explicitly addresses the Holy Prophet, and he commands the Holy Prophet to take as duty this resistance. فَاسْتَقِمْ, be a steadfast, just as you have been commanded by Allah. And those who have turned to God in repentance with you, and do not indulge in rebellion, God is certainly aware of what you do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his holy book and has outlined the necessity and the compulsion of resistance for the Muslims. This is a duty. Where does this duty apply? When is the time of applying this duty is something that we need to discuss. You all heard the words of the Supreme Leader yesterday. Parts of it were videoed here and broadcasted by the brother here. The Holy Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic, in his talk, in his very illuminating and remarkable speech yesterday, he mentions very, very key points, and he places significant emphasis on the concept of resistance, as you all heard. But in the beginning of his talks, if you listen from the beginning of it, when the Supreme Leader starts his discussion and his speech, he outlines that in my talk today, I do not intend to analyze the events in Syria. There are people who would give their analysis with regards to the events that happened in Syria. What I will do in my talk today, this is what the leader is saying, I will explain and envision the events that occurred in Syria. And by explanation, he mentions, I mean to outline what has happened. You know, the events that happened in Syria, in their sequence that they happened, one after the other, so many of us were puzzled by what was happening. We had no clue what is happening, what's going on in Syria. Once we had our General Qasem Soleimani fighting along with all these brave soldiers along with him in Syria, and they stood against these rebellions, these takfiris, and they defeated them. How is it that now these takfiris are coming forward until they reached and they conquered Syria, they conquered the whole country? We were all puzzled. We had no clue what was happening. So the Holy Reader was saying yesterday that I want to tell you what has actually happened. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm not giving you any analysis. I'm giving you what has happened in the Maidan, on the ground. So he said, based on what we saw and what we understood on the ground of Syria, I would outline the events that happened. And then I would envision. In the course of today's remarks, he mentioned that I would foresee and map out our current situation. I would tell you what is the stance of our community, our nation today. What will happen now, what has happened, and what will happen in the future, based on our understanding, and what would be the plan for us in the future. The first point that the Supreme Leader mentioned that you heard as well, he said that there should be no doubt, be certain, that what happened in Syria was a result of a joint American and Zionist plan. These were the people who were behind the scenes. But later on, the Zionist Israeli regime came into the picture and he came and he attacked the country. But beforehand, the plannings and those who were doing these sketchings and plannings in order for these attacks to take place were the Zionists and the Americans. The main command center was in their hands. And there's so many evidence that leaves no room for any doubt. The most essential point, however, that was mentioned, according to my view, by the Supreme Leader was this, which is a very, very important issue. He said, some people may think, now that Syria has been taken out of the hands of the axis of resistance, if you may call it, now the axis of resistance has become weaker, has weakened. Well, that's not true. Why is it not true? Because you have not understood the concept of resistance. You don't know what resistance is. This is why you think that it has been weakened. He said, resistance is a belief, a way of thinking, a heartfelt and unwavering decision. Resistance is a doctrine, is a maktab, an ideological school of thought. Something that is rooted in the faith of millions of people. It is not a superficial or a contractual matter that it could be defeated. Resistance does not weaken under pressure. It would rather, it would grow stronger, it would become stronger, it would gain more power under pressure and suppression. This is what resistance is. The definition of resistance is this. It means standing against the dominance of those who are against the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those powers who deny the implementation of the line and the teachings of Islam. The dominance of America and any other oppressor. Resistance means this, standing against these powers. Resistance means fighting against the dependency on these powers. And it means nations refusing to become subservient to superior powers like America and others. Resistance in this sense is obviously deeply rooted in the beliefs of the nations of the region. And then Ayatollah Khamenei مُدَّ ظَلُّهُ الْعَالِي, he refers to that holy saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا غُزِيَ قَوْمٌ قَطُّ فِي أُقْرِ دَارِهِمْ إِلَّا ظَلُّ. By Allah, no people have ever been attacked in their own homeland except that they have been humiliated. This was what the holy reader mentioned yesterday. So if you take resistance as being a maktab, a doctrine, a school of thought, it means that you must learn about resistance, the events that unfold in your time, in your place, in your environment. You should think over it and find out the way in order you would implement the way of resistance. Resistance is a maktab, is something that will continue to live as long as people live, as long as Islam exists on this earth. So, now, continuing my discussion to that Quranic aspect of my topic of discussion about resistance, I would be referring to several verses of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-An'am. From roughly verse 75, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dispute and argument that goes on between Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his nation. There is an argument that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-An'am between Prophet Ibrahim and the disbelievers, the kuffar, where the Holy Prophet is trying to persuade the disbelievers, the kuffar, in order to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change their mode of thinking from worshipping the idols, from coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord and their God. At the end of this discussion, a very fundamental and critical point is raised by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now I want to go through these verses with you. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. We showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the dominions of the heavens and the earth, that he might be of those who possess certitude, so that he may become of these people, those who possess certitude, وَلَيْكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوْقِنِينَ, certitude, believing firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah explains what happened. He says, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. When the night darkened over him, he saw a star and he said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I do not like those who set. This was how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was trying to somehow communicate with his nation and try to bring them step by step towards what he was trying to put in their mind. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِقًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Later on, when he saw the moon, he said, this is my Lord. When he saw the moon rising, this is my Lord. But when again it set, he said, had my Lord not guided me, I would surely have been among those who go astray. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ. And then next day, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِقَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. When he saw the sun rising, he said, no, this is my Lord. This is even greater. This is bigger. But when it was set, he said, O my people, indeed, I disown what you take as his partners. فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون. I dissociate myself from those who you take as partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he introduces himself, he exposes his creed, his mode of thinking. He says, إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. I have turned my face towards my Lord who originated the heavens and the earth as a Hanif, and I'm not one of the polytheists. وحاجه قومه. This discussion and this argument continued even after that. وحاجه قومه قال. This is what how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam stood firm in his stance. This is also an example of resistance. Stand firm in your belief. Just to know that what you have as a belief, as a doctrine, is something that Allah subhanahu is supported by revelation. You should stand firm for it. وحاجه قوم قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان. You want to argue with me about my Lord? Well, he is the one who has guided me for certain. وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ. Oh, this is a very important point that he... You are trying to convince me to turn away from my Lord while I have been guided from my Lord for certain. وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ. I am not afraid of what you take as partners for your Lord. Now this concept of fear is raised here by Ibrahim alayhi salam. It means he was somehow threatened, because there was no mention of any threat. Why is he saying that I am not afraid of your partners? So this sense of threat is being raised in this holy verse. وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ. I'm not afraid of what you take as partners for my Lord. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا. Of course, if my Lord decides to appoint people for the tasks that he wishes them to do, he has the will to do so. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to rule on earth, he wouldn't come on the earth to rule. He would appoint representatives, wise regions on earth in order to rule on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْئًا عِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And then, this is the part that I want to refer to. وَكَيْفَ. He comes up with a reasoning, with an argument for those who disbelieve. He says, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ. Now, a point that you need to know, that these idol worshippers that were arguing with Ibrahim alayhi salam, they believed in God. They know that the creator was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they also referred to the idols for their needs. They believe that Allah is the creator, but the affairs of their life is manipulated and is controlled by the idols. This was the shirk that they had. The shirk was not in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in a creator. Now they knew that Allah, He was the creator. He was the one who originated them, who created them. So here, the Holy Prophet comes up with this argument, with this reasoning. وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. Now, how should I be afraid of what you have taken as partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you are not afraid of the true creator? You expect me to be fearful, to be threatened by those partners that you ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while I truly believe He is the creator, you also believe He is the creator, and you expect me to be afraid of these partners that you ascribe to Him? How can that be? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses out a question to the reader, to those, to us. He asks us, Allah, فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah asks, so tell me, which of these two sides have a greater right for safety? Which of these two parties is more worthy of safety and security according to your common sense, according to your own understanding? And then Allah gives the answer to you. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Look at this. Those who have faith and they do not taint, they do not weaken, or they do not mix their faith with ظلم. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. They don't mix or cover their faith with oppression, with wrongdoing. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. These are the ones who are worthy, who are deserving this security, this amn. And they are the ones who are guided. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Now if you want to know what this verse is talking about, how can we know? We should go and refer to the hadith and see what the Holy Imam is saying. What does this mean? Those who have faith and they are not mixing their faith with ظلم. What does that mean? Now I refer to this riwayah from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And Abi Abdullah alayhi salam fi qawli Allah azza wa jal. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about this holy verse that we were talking about. قال. This is what the Holy Imam is saying. بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ اللهم صل على محمد من الولاية ولم يخلطوها بولاية فلان وفلان وهو الملبس بالظلم. That's what it means. This holy verse is referring to this. Those who have faith, الذين آمنوا. Faith in what? بما جاء به محمد. They have faith, they have firm belief in what the Holy Prophet of Islam has brought for them. وَلَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ. And they have not mixed that what was brought by the Holy Prophet with the wilaya of so-and-so and so-and-so. Fulan and Fulan. Mixing it with other forms of leadership. فَهُوَ الْمُلَبَّسُ بِالظُّلْمِ. That's what we mean by mixing the wilaya with ظُلْم. ظُلْم means is against عَدْل. ظُلْم is against act. When you are not on the path of عَدْل, means عَدْل means to placing everything to in the place that it deserves to be. Yeah? بَضْعُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ فِي مَوْضَعِهِ. This is what عَدْل means. When you are gone straight, when you go astray from this straight path, you go on the side of ظُلْم. So ظُلْم means when your wilaya, your line of leadership, your line of obedience is gone astray. This is what ظُلْم means. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. But those who have faith and they have not mixed their wilaya with other types of leaderships, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. They are the ones who have safety and security. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the ones who are guided. تِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. This is the proof that we granted Ibrahim alayhi salam for his nation. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines the lineage of this divine leadership. in the verses that follow. He says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَى وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطًا until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches this holy verse, verse number 89 of Surah An'am. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ These people, this lineage of hukm and imama and divine leadership that I mentioned, this is what Allah is saying. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ These are the people who have, we have given the book, the hukm, the divine rule, and prophethood, nubuwa. And then, فَإِنْ يَكْفُرُ بِهَا هَؤُلَىٰ Now this term of ha'ula, when it is mentioned in the context of divine leadership, addressing the Holy Prophet, it refers to a specific people at the time of the Holy Prophet. This term, ha'ula, when it is used in the context of divine leadership, pay careful attention. It is referring to a very specified group of people. فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا أَوْلَىٰ Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Holy Prophet after mentioning these topics that I talked about. He says these people, these prophets are the ones that we granted the book, the divine rule, the prophethood. Now, O the Prophet, know, be aware that if هَأُولَىٰ فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَؤُلَىٰ Those who are around you. This is addressed to the Holy Prophet. If those who are around you, if they disbelieve to what we have given you as the command, فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُوا بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ Let me read the translation of this verse. Very important. He says, so if these people around, if they disbelieve in what we have given you, we have certainly entrusted them to a people who will never disbelieve in them. فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا We have entrusted these trust that we've given you, these instructions that we gave you, if these people go against it and they don't accept it, they disbelieve into it, we have entrusted this trust to a people that would never disbelieve in it. Who are these people that this holy verse is talking about? It is clear that in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distinguishing between two parties. Between this أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ And then the next verse, it says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُمَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ When he says, فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا بِهَا We have entrusted the people for this message that would never go against this belief. They would always believe into it and they will be trustworthy for it. They will stick to it. They will be loyal to this message. In the next verse, it says, these people are the ones who have been guided. And فَبِهُمَا فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ And so these are the ones who Allah has guided, so follow their guidance. فَبِهُمَا هُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distinguishing between these two groups. أُولَٰئِكَ that Allah says have been guided and follow their guidance. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ Follow their guidance. And those who says, فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَٰؤُلَىٰ Two groups of people. Who are these two groups of people? Of course, one of them are on the right path, the other ones are on the wrong path. فَبِهُمَا هُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ All those that Allah says أولئك الذين هدى الله. Who are these? Oh, when the holy verse says, فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هُوَلَا فَقَدْ وَكَلْنَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. There is this group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several occasions in the Holy Quran talks about that would come in the future. They are not there at the time. They are the one who will join the Islamic Ummah in the future. Like this holy verse, وَهُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ Surah Al-Jum'ah يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an apostle from amongst themselves to recite the verses of the Holy Quran to them, to purify them and to teach them the book and the wisdom. And then he says, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ Allah has sent the Holy Prophet to these and then also to the others from among them, from the among the Ummah, who have not yet joined them. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Now again, if you want to know who these people are, where do we refer to? The sayings of the Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala. Who are the true mufassirs, the interpreters of the verses of the Holy Quran? This is mentioned in Kitab al-Ghaybah. And Sulaiman ibn Harun al-Ajli قال سمعت أبا عبد الله عليه السلام يقول إن صاحب هذا الأمر محفوظة له أصحابه لو ذهب الناس جميعا أتى الله بأصحابه. The owner of this affair would be protected even if all the people have been gone. لو ذهب الناس جميعا أتى الله له بأصحاب. Allah will bring them. وهم الذين Who are they? وهم الذين قال الله عز وجل. Imam عليه السلام refers to this verse. فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين. That if they disbelieve in this message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted a group who would never disbelieve in this message. And then Imam continues, who are these? وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ They are the ones for who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Yes? You remember this verse in Surah Ma'idah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who have faith, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ If you should desert the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will soon bring a people who He loves and who also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ They are humble towards the faithful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ And they are waging jihad against. They are stern towards the faithless, waging jihad in the way of Allah, fearing the blame. Not fearing the blame of any blamer. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ Who are these? Who are these people? The Holy Quran is explaining them. Those people who take at their guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet, and those وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ Those who pay zakah in the way of Allah, sadaqah, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they are bowing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ Those who take for guardians Allah and His Apostle and the faithful, والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. The confederates of Allah are indeed victorious. And this exactly, this is the characteristic, this is the most essential characteristic of this party, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this party that is steadfast in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and resisting against the powers, resisting against the threats, against all the calamities that are exerted to them by these powers at their time. These are these people. The most essential characteristic of these people are what? يحبه الله ورسوله. They are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also in love with Allah and His Messenger. This character has been given to the Holy Prophet, to the Imam, our Holy Imam, by the Holy Prophet of Islam. This title was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam at the event of Khaybar, where the Holy Prophet said, لَأُطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ كَرَّارًا غَيْرَ فَرَّارٍ لَا يَرْجِعُ حَتَّى يَفْتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدِهِ. This is the outcome of this resistance. These people who are in this path, who are the followers and are on the path of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who follow his position, who follow his line, are the ones who would gain victory against the enemies of Islam, against these Yahudis, against these Zionists that we see today. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only kararan ghayra farrar. It is only, this victory is only gained, is only ascertained by those who have the love and the wilaya of A'imma salamullahi ta'ala alayhim. And the first person in the history of Islam who resisted in this path and sacrificed life in this mission was Lady Fatima al-Zahra'i salamullahi alayhi. She is the founder of this party, referred to the Holy First by Ula'ika. Imam Ali alayhi salam, at those final moments, when Bibi Fatima al-Zahra'i salamullahi alayha had passed life, he addressed the Holy Prophet of Islam, لَقَدْ اسْتُرْجِعَتِ الْوَدِيعَةِ وَأُخُذَتِ الرَّهِينَةِ. The entrusted trust has been returned to you, O the Holy Prophet, and the pledge has been taken back. And then Imam addresses the Holy Prophet, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا حُزْنِي فَسَرْمَدْ وَأَمَّا لَيْلِي فَمُسَحَّدْ لا يبرح الحزن من قلبي أو يختار الله لي دارك التي أنت فيها مقيم. O Messenger of Allah, as for my grief, it will be eternal, and as for my nights, they will be sleepless. Grief will never leave my heart until Allah chooses for me the abode in which you reside. وستنبئك ابنتك بتضافر أمتك علي وعلى حظمها حقها فاستخبرها الحال. And soon your daughter will inform you of how your nation conspired against me and oppressed her, denying her right. So ask about her situation. Well, this is what we mean by resistance. This lineage of resistance has existed from the time of the Holy Prophet. It started, the leader of this path was Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first person who was sacrificed in this way, with Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, who was the first lady who was became shaheed in the line, in the way of wilaya, and later on the event of Ashura, and what Imam Hussein alayhi salam was sacrificed for was the path of resistance for Allah. And later on again, this concept of a wilaya, which the resistance is based on, was explained and elaborated by our holy imams alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq, Imam Radha alayhi salam, and it continues today in our time. Those who are sacrificing and who are fighting against the enemies of Islam, steadfast in the way of Allah, are resisting, and they are following the path of A'imma salamullahi ta'ala alayhim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them victory as soon as possible, and to destroy the enemies of Islam, especially these tyrants, Zionists, who are causing so much trouble and shedding the blood of Muslims in different parts of the Muslim Ummah. إنه سميع مجيب اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وبارك على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيب وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.